shrimp and lobster taste a lot like to me. I know lobster's supposed to be a lot better. let's see, what other kind of seafood? Ocean perch, I like all the, you know, the fish.
Okay. What about this animal? What about this animal that stays around comments a lot, makes a croaking noise?
Bullfrog.
What about the ones that stay around your garden on land pretty much?
They're just frogs or toads.
Toads.
Mm-hmm.
What about these tiny ones that get much bigger than that? Some people say they're supposed to come out after a storm.
No.
Heard of tree frogs?
Tree frogs, yeah, they have the suction on their,
yeah,
on their feet.
What about things that people might use for bait when they go fishing?
Night crawlers or roaches, worms, earthworms. Some people use cheese. It's supposed to attract a certain kind of fish. Crickets.
What about these little fish?
Minnows.
Mm-hmm. I've heard mm-hmm. people catching catfish on soap before.
Soap?
Yeah. If you get them going, say they'll bite anything.
Oh.
But usually they'll bite anything as long as it smells bad. What about this animal? You can find it in streams. It's it's not very big. I think some people eat them, especially in Louisiana. Looks kind of like a little lobster. It's got claws.
Crawfish or crayfish.
What do you call this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes?
Moth.
And this insect, sometimes you see them at night, they flash a light on.
Lightning bugs. Fireflies.
And what about this insect has a slender body and transparent wings? You find around ponds a lot. Sometimes it'll light on your pole, you know.
Dragonfly. Dragonfly or snake doctor.
Ever heard of that called anything besides
A witch something. My mother-in-law calls it something that has a witch. Witch something. I don't remember what she calls it. She says they're poison, but they're not.
You ever heard it called mosquito hawk?
Uh-uh.
What about some insects that could sting you?
Wasp, hornet, yellow jacket. Mosquito, bumblebee, sweat bee, insects. Spider's not an insect.
What about this insect that makes its nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
I don't think so.
What about these insects that might burrow up on your skin and make your skin itch?
Tigger. Took me a while to think of it.
What about some different types of snakes around here?
We have a few rattlesnakes, not much. Coppermouth, cottonmouth, water moccasin. A lot of them.
Yeah.
I guess you do too down where you live. And water moccasin, cottonmouth, chicken snakes, black racers, blue racer, copperhead, a hognose snake, green snake. Not much happened with green snakes. I don't know where they all are. We used to have green snakes all the time. I used to put them in jars and put them in the freezer and freeze them.
Why in the world?
I guess I like to see you take them out. Of course, they were dead. Take them out and you could bake them. That's really gross, isn't it? No, I don't like to relate that. I used to do that all the time.